drama piece is titled Keep Your Mouth Shut. What does Teacher Kwame learn in this incident? What alternative ways might he have used to resolve the problem?
So, we have the local government, the state, and the federal government.
Teacher says there's local government, state, and federal government.
Is that all he says?
Hey, Ada, I'm talking and you are talking behind. Come out here, Obua. Are you not the person I'm talking to? I said, come out here.
Ada, Teacher Kwame says you should come out.
So, you are now too big to obey my simple instructions. Now kneel down and face the wall. I said, kneel down. The rest of you can go out for break. Why Ada will remain here with me? Listen, Ada. This school is not a breeding ground for stubborn children. Imagine you making noise in my class, disrespecting me on top of that. Now bring out your hand. Bring out your hand. I'll give you 10 strokes of the cane for your disobedience.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes, yes. What is it?
Please don't flog Ada, please.
Efe, you two, you want to receive some strokes?
No, sir. Don't you know Ada has hearing problems?
Huh? What did you say, Efe?
She does not hear very well, and she sits at the back of the class. Huh? That is why I repeat everything you say to her.
Efe, are you sure of what you are saying?
Yes, that is why she didn't come out when you asked her to, until I shouted it to her.
Oh my God. Ada?
Do you know if any of your pupils have a disability? How could you sensitively find out? What could you do as a teacher to help pupils who have hearing problems or some kinds of disabilities? This drama was produced by the BBC World Service Trust in Nigeria for the TESSA website.